You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Some of the stuff that it looks like they're going to be revealing on Dateline, a lot of things that we have been talking about, a lot of things we've been suspecting. Those texts are going to be interesting. I think it's going to just show more awkwardness that mm-hmm. we've seen. But what I'm really curious about is the images that are on his phone. And we've been talking for a while. What are we going to find here? Are we going to find pictures of the girls? Are we going to find pictures of people in that house? Are we going to find pictures of people related to that house? According to the preview we just saw, there's pictures in there of people that are at least in the circle of friends mm-hmm. of the individuals that were murdered on that King Road house. And Koberger didn't seem to have friends. So, I mean, it's weird that you have pictures of people in your phone that you're not friends with. That seems odd. So I'm curious about these pictures. I'm wondering, are these pictures he took, like at a party, just kind of awkwardly, like walking, smile, he just keeps walking around? Or are these pictures that he took from other people's social media and then saved on his phone and then was kind of looking at those and ruminating on those? What do you think we're going to see there? What
I think
tell us?
You were going to see exactly what you just said. And yeah. So you got to, again, you put yourself, as we use with our deep active empathy in this. All right. So here I am, I'm this individual. And what is he? He is a researcher, is one of the things he is. He collects data for analysis. So a lot of times I'd imagine he's going to have a lot of social pictures in here. He's going to have a lot of things from events he may or may not have attended, whether it's through someone else's cell phone or his own. For what purpose? Study. He needs to understand and look at what does people's behavior in these situations look like. He's learning how to try to blend in. Mm-hmm. And so because he doesn't feel these same emotions of these people around him, so he's trying to study what these emotions are. And so when you're thinking about it, so why would he be so attracted to serial killers? Well, because they didn't have emotions like him. So remember, likes attract. And so if you're trying to blend into a group at a pool party that he attended, and you just don't feel like you can fit in because you don't have that same emotion of joy, of enjoyment, of celebration, of levity, of smiling with everyone around you, mm-hmm. you feel out of place. And so where is he going to feel more in place? Well, and more in place with psychopaths and killers because they don't have that. So there's kind of a natural law of attraction going on here. But I think it's part of his study of he's going to be very clinical about how he selected the place. I think the people he chose were part of the place he chose. If I, again, we'll see when the trial comes out, But I think regardless if it's him or not, I believe this house was chosen because of its atmosphere of fluidity of people in and out. Yeah. That he could, it's easier to feel safe to do what he was going to do in this place rather than anywhere else he studied that he could do it.
One here, yeah.
And unfortunately, it was these four young lives that were lost because of it. I do not, because they haven't tied it yet, and we'll see during the trial. I don't think there's going to be a massive tie to the people as much as it's going to be to the place, because he stalked out the place, not the people, potentially. So we'll see.
And the idea. I think he stalked out the idea as well, not just the place. Yes. The concept of this, whoever... He was using weird ways of describing himself, like blobs of flesh or meat suits or something. It was something bizarre in those early writings that we saw. And in no way am I trying to be disrespectful to the victims, but it's almost as if he saw them as that. They were just lit. I mean, as dehumanizing as you could be to call someone like a meat suit. And I don't remember if that's exactly what his term was, but it was something along that line.
And you said a key word, Tony, dehumanizing. Yeah. He's actually, you'd have to humanize before you could dehumanize. He hasn't humanized anyone.
Yeah. If these people are meat suits to him. Yeah.
And he sees himself as a meat suit as well. He doesn't have this great sense of self from everything we've seen from his postings earlier about himself. I think he's living in a trauma psychological world of just broken brain, and this was the result of what you got.
You want to hear some of the searches?
Yeah.
So, weeks before the killings and after the killings, he was searching serial killer Ted Bundy. Pornography is mixed in there, along with the words forced, passed out, drugged, and sleeping. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think all part of his targeting. All part of his targeting, all part of his research to do what he wanted to execute.
Yeah.
You know, like what the types of victims he wants to target, places that he's going to target. What condition, you know, to try to target people. And remember, he wants to people like this, you know, just like a wolf, you know, running down a moose. You're not going for the healthiest thing out there. You're going for what you can subdue and take advantage of the easiest and survive and get away with it. Yeah. And so, and this is not victim blaming whatsoever. No. This is location, 100% location and state of being late at night, early in the morning. That's why we've seen the car circle multiple times. They're looking for what's most optimal. This was not, in my opinion, my conjecture, this was not him getting up his courage. Mm-hmm. This was him working the safest timing for his success. And so there's a big difference, you know, and so I don't, people like this don't have to work up courage. Courage requires you to have empathy.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was him, like a wolf doesn't try to have to work up its courage to take down a deer. It has to work up the right timing to do it so it's going to be less injured.
It has to know when to do it and it has to study its prey and it has to, okay.
That's why people are stalked. That was a stalking that was going on of a prey. And it had nothing to do with personalization, I don't think. I don't think it had anything to do with him getting up courage. Again, we as human beings try to establish patterns that are recognizable to us. Mm-hmm. That's why analyzing and thinking about people that are high on psychopathy is very, very challenging for us. Again, I was reminded of this routinely by my psychs on my team when we're doing a case assessment, if we actually were dealing with a psychopath, because we want to keep assigning things that make sense to us onto them. And you cannot. Mm-hmm. It is pure animal predator. That is it. That's why I keep referring back to wolf. Would a wolf do this? No. Does a wolf target it doesn't like this deer, so it's going to target this deer? No, it's a lowest hanging fruit that's going to allow its highest probability of survival and get what it needs, the thrill of the hunt and taking something down. I think that's all that was going on here.
Do you think he was, because it looks like, I mean, I want to say like his going around the house felt surveilling for a while, and then it went to kind of stalking, and then it went to actually attacking. Do you think he planned this night? Do you think that it could have been any of these nights that he was lurking around and stalking or surveilling his prey, and he was just kind of waiting for the right moment to pounce? Or do you think that he somehow figured that this night at this time was going to be the night that he was going to do it? Or is it just kind of like, he's probably always had the knife in his car ready to go just for the right moment, and he didn't know when the right moment was?
Probably a little bit of everything on that one. So, you know, let's place ourselves in that mode the best we can of a broken brain ass predator, mm-hmm. vile human being.
Yeah.
And you're going, he probably got to the point where he's ready to execute. And now he's established patterns of behavior of the house. Mm-hmm. And he probably, again, I don't know the patterns of behavior of the house. That'll probably come out in the trial.
Yeah.
But he is probably able to narrow that pattern of behavior. So he's probably, I'd guess there's a pattern of behavior during a time frame of a week from a Sunday to a Monday or Monday, you know, however you want to block it, in a 7-day time period of the most probable day of the week that they generally have a lot of people in, a lot of party, probably targeted, because wasn't this after a football game as well?
I don't know for a fact. I don't
think
there's
a football game that night or that day, as it was a weekend, as mm-hmm. I remember it. And so he probably was able to narrow it down to maybe to a few potential dates based on a set of criteria that this house is always going to be in this sort of condition mm-hmm. with the inhabitants in a certain condition that he wanted them to be in. So he probably studied this for a period of time that narrowed it down to that exact condition he's looking for. And he's waiting for that condition to match again. And he probably got pretty good at, again, he's a PhD student. You know, you're used to analyzing and looking at data and searching it and taking in more data. And that's probably what we saw during all those circlings, the lookings, I think. But if I'm conjecture-wise, he's probably prepared to do it about, at least a couple of weeks ahead of time. He had everything set, everything planned, everything ready to go. Now he's just analyzing the most likely point of success for that to happen, and he probably narrowed it down to the night in question.
It's going to be very fascinating. If you're watching it already after it airs, then go watch it. It's interesting. Dateline.
Yeah.
Episode airing on the 9th of May, 2025. It's going to be good.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.